good, yeah. Let me get some tongs.
Okay.
And you go ahead.
I'll walk back here.
EVA time, 5 hours, 44 minutes.
Okay, Bob, I'm back at the LM.
Roger, we have you
back. 151, 12.0, and 001. Well, wait a minute.
I get it.
I gotta get your bag.
I got it.
I get your bag off. I'm reading 8-0 on the amps. 7-8 on the amps. Correction, that's amp hours. Voltage is 6-2 and 6-5. Battery 1 is 1-3-2. Forget 0. Motor temps are 200 and 210 on the rear. 200 and 250 on the front, forward.
Okay, we copy that. Okay, and let me brief you here on the closeout tonight, 17. Number of things we're going to do here that are slightly different. We got some stuff for you over at the outset, Jack, and I'll get with you when you go over there. Nothing we have to worry about in the meanwhile. When we unload the rover, we're going to take the SESC out. We're going to use that to collect the contaminated sample out behind the foot pad there, as per planned. And when we take the Travis gravimeter off, we're going to want to get both a grav and a bias reading because the pallet was swinging in the breeze there. Otherwise, let's press on with the closeout, and we'll get with you as times change.
Let me get my scoop. Get your scoop. Let's get it over with. Now say again, Bob, you want that, I don't have a scoop. I don't even have a rake.
They're both gone, huh?
Yep. These are, your rover samplers.
Yep.
They both fell off when that thing opened.
Yep.
Here's the full core tube we can't forget.
Yeah, oh, well, that goes in, into an port?
Yeah, why don't you get that scoop off and I'll put it over here in four. I mean, in seven. That's a good time to lose it. I'm glad we didn't lose it any earlier. If we're going to lose it, that couldn't have been more ideal.
Well, it's appropriate, I guess.
The other two, we got two empty core tubes. It's not like we took a lot of them, though.
We'll get it. We'll use them, maybe.
Back here.
Okay, we confirmed that three full core tubes are the only ones to worry about bringing back them.
Here's your thing.
Let's go.
We're going to get this SDSC now and get out of the way, Bob.
Roger, we agree with that. Sort of underneath where you probably had the solar side of the cosmic ray experiment there. Between the SDS, between the footpad and the LSEP doors there.
Rock, and I put it in there. Oh, wait.
actually lost one clamp. See what we got left down here. Okay, G's football size rock. Looks like it might be glass coated. And it might even have a shattered cone or two on it.
Okay, Jack.
Okay, I'll let you get it. I don't know what you're focused on.
And
but here's this rock.
And Jack, we're thinking plans here to change the camera usage at the end of the EVA here. And we're going to let you take the commander's camera out to the Alcep and take a few photos which people think we need. And Dean's going to take your camera out and document the ZFO when he deploys it. We will not deploy it for the long-term experiment, however. And we'll bring both back and carry them to the ETB when we get done.
Okay. Okay, we got to reverse the rules of the cameras here. While you're getting there, we got to drop our harnesses. Let me, before you take this, are you going to start loading ETB yet or not?
Well, I'm just about there.
Okay, I'll be right with you. Cosmic ray in the ETB.
Roger, copy that. Been in there all along, hasn't it?
Yep. Mag, Foxtrot, or Franny, I guess we changed it to. Mag, Donna, the DSDA. Mag, Echo. Mag, Linda. Mag, Mary. You through the 500?
No, Roger, we're through the 500.
Jack, where is the cosmic ray? Did you put that ETBR in?
Yeah,
okay. Not like the 500 isn't working anymore anyway.
It's working,
that's how I used it, yeah.
There it is.
Okay, film cycle. Three times. Just wait a minute. Karen is in.
Copy that. That sounds like all of us.
Okay, and there are 200 cameras.
Right.
Bob, I'm reading 670-010-701.
670-010-701. Okay, copy that. We're ready for a bias, team.
Okay. Bias, and it is flashing.
Roger, mark that.
Okay, let me take a look around.
Jack?
Yeah.
Was that the bag in there?
Yes. It's over here under me.
Okay.
Get them tangled up on the hoses.